Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
We got one leak already today. It's NFL schedule release week, apparently. It's not just the day. We're going to get info throughout the week.
Oh, come on. It's not the first time that they've done this.
No,
I'm actually surprised that they've held off this long. Normally, about a week out, we get, you know, little leaks, little announcements. And by the time the schedule actually comes out, you kind of know, piecing things together, what it's going
to
be.
I think there were Lions fans, myself included, that wanted to open the season with the Eagles. Well, it's been announced the Eagles will begin the season hosting the Cowboys. I would have loved to see them fitted for their rings to put a little extra motivation and set the tone in Philly. It also would mean avoiding Philly outdoors late in the season, but that's not the case. So what we're going to do here is we're going to build our dream Lions schedule.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go through the opener, a Monday night, Sunday night, Thursday night, Thanksgiving, wild card, and the finale. And John, we will start with who you want them to open with.
I'm not changing mine at all. I want it to be at Washington. With those nine games, I think we're all anticipating that they'll open on the road. And the season ended abruptly, rudely, against Washington at Ford Field. I would love to start their season off just as rudely. Jaden Daniels, hey, sophomore slump, make it hard on them. It's a night of a reckoning. Make something right. You'll never get last year back, but go in there, set the tone for this year, and make Washington know and all of those fans, hey, that was nice, but we're mad. We're going to show you how mad we are. You're going to start off with a loss. And by the way, we still are the big dogs in the NFC.
And make no excuses. You should be healthy out of the gate. You said tone setter. If it can't be the Eagles, yeah, bring on the Commanders. Week one on the road. Mm-hmm. Monday night, give me a matchup.
Monday night, everybody loves Dallas except us. And I would love to have the Dallas Cowboys come to Ford Field. I want the Monday night game to be at home. We saw over the last couple of years what it's like to have a Monday night game at home. The downtown is electric. People start tailgating as early as 8, 9 in the morning for a, 9 o'clock kickoff, 8:30 kickoff. I want that experience, and I want it to be Dallas. They're going to come in here having just made the trade for Pickens. CeeDee Lamb, Dak Prescott, got a new guard. They're going to protect their quarterback. Micah Parsons probably got a new deal by then. And I would like to reintroduce him to one Penei Sewell.
2 years ago, the Lions played the Cowboys on a Saturday night. It was a Monday night presentation.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody remembers how that game went at the end with Skipper and reporting and all that. This should be the first time the Cowboys are in Detroit since. Mm-hmm. Let's do it on a Monday night. I'm right there with you. Sunday night football. What do you want to see?
Sunday night football. I want to go to the East Coast and I want to play the Baltimore Ravens. I want it to be all eyeballs on Jared Goff, Lamar Jackson. That's going to be the big conversation, is the quarterback matchup. And I want to see that. I also want to see this Lions defense. Now, they have not addressed the edge opposite Aiden Hutchinson. I don't care. I want to see them show that they can stop a mobile quarterback. Couldn't do it a couple of years ago. It was not a great trip. I want to see that they have that ability to stop Lamar Jackson as well as Derrick Henry in the run game. Attack that young secondary. Malachi Starks, I know he was taken in the first round. They want to beef up that secondary. I'll take our wide receivers. I'll take Jared Goff. I'll take this offensive line protecting them. Get that run game going. Throw that, chuck it deep, and let's take it to the Ravens.
At Baltimore, they're probably wearing their black jerseys. It'd be a great atmosphere. Ravens gave the Lions fits a couple seasons ago. I don't hate you for it, but to me, I went with the Eagles because that is the biggest game on the Lions schedule. Sunday night to me is the biggest primetime matchup you can get. So give me the Eagles on the road, Lions on Sunday Night Football. Thursday night, I'm going to go first on this one.
Okay.
How about Ben Johnson's return to Detroit? Thursday night games tend to be divisional matchups. Right? The last couple years, they played the Packers on a Thursday night. Get Ben Johnson back here. See if they got some mojo going and tamp that down in front of this home crowd. I'm sure they have a bone to pick with Ben, and they could do it in front of everybody.
Sure. I don't mind that one. That would be a lot of fun. But Thursday night football, give me the Pittsburgh Steelers. Give me an organization that just has a little bit more juice to them. Even though they have no idea who their starting quarterback is going to be. And if it is Aaron.
Oh, boy.
All right. Here we go. And it's, again, I like the matchups between our offensive line, their defensive line. TJ Watt, I'll take that against Penei Sewell, Taylor Decker. I'll take that all day long. I want to see that matchup. I can't wait for it. It's going to happen at some point. Why not make it Thursday night football?
Aaron Rodgers on a Thursday night game against the Lions. We got some history. Thanksgiving. Plenty of history there, John. What do you want to see?
So I'm going to go to some recent history and a rivalry that really seems to be developing. 2 years ago in the regular season, Lions went down to Tampa, lost all of their running backs, and it was the Jared Goff game. Mm. It was Alex Anzalone with the interception early. But it was really Jared Goff that won that game for the Lions. Then they faced him in the playoffs, and it was a great game. Again, the Lions came out on top. And then last year, second week of the season, a loss to Tampa Bay, and it was all those, was it five trips in the red zone? They came away empty-handed. There was so much going into that game, and only two losses. One of them was against Tampa. I would love to see them on Thanksgiving. Welcome Baker Mayfield, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and if, and I don't even remember the kid's name, 460-pound defensive lineman lined up next to Vita Vea,
Watson,
wouldn't it make sense to have that meet in the middle on Thanksgiving Day?
I like what you're doing there. So Thanksgiving has been tricky. Even though the Lions have improved and they've put their past behind them, they've won one of the last eight Thanksgiving Day games. And Thanksgiving, a win just makes that food taste a little better. So I want to put up a patsy. I want to put up a pinata. I want the Cleveland Browns. Stuff that turkey on Thanksgiving Day. Great Lakes battle. See if Harbaugh come out and sing the Wreck of the Edmund
Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
You want Shadur coming in here?
Yeah, sure. Bring him on. Meet Aiden Hutchinson.
Dylan Gabriel in the first half. Shadur in the second half.
Rip off a turkey leg. Let's go. All right. Wild card. Give me something. It could be an extra primetime game. You want to go holiday. What do you want?
This is my Heather Park pick. The wild card. It's Christmas Day, 1 o'clock at Cincinnati. All eyes. You got to have something to do once the presents are done.
Not all eyes.
Yeah, well, Collins will be on it.
I hope not.
Little conflict in the Park DeCourcy household.
I've seen some rumors it could happen.
I would love to see that. And we don't. I don't think that they're going to get another home game because they already have home game on Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. So this one will probably be on the road. Give me a nice quick trip down to Cincinnati. Joe Burrow, those receivers. Let's see Terrion Arnold. Let's see DJ Reed, Ennis Rakestraw, Brian Branch, and the newly re-signed, re-upped badass in the secondary.
So 1 o'clock Christmas Day, Colin can race to get the presents out of the way.
That sounds fun.
And then
get it over, kids.
In.
Yeah, all done. Here you go.
And then
they'll
a new
be
family
done
tradition.
By one.
You'll be fine.
You're not going to be done by one. How many presents do you guys have?
We have traditions. It's not just about the presents, John. It's about what we do as a family.
What's the 1 o'clock tradition?
We don't have a timeline, and it changes
if it's
as the kids get older.
Well, it can't change if it's a tradition.
You can move
the
around.
The time it happens, it's not like, oh, it's 1 o'clock, kids, put away those gifts. It's now time to play a board game. Like, it just, you do what you
playing
do.
Playing a board game versus watching a game?
We don't play board games. My kids aren't old enough yet.
Well, if the traditions are there, then what are the traditions?
You want me to go into my whole Christmas Day tradition?
It doesn't include the Lions.
It does not include television.
But it could include sports, bringing everyone together around the TV to watch the Lions. So that's your wild card. My wild card is a late season measuring stick. I want to face an elite quarterback, kind of like the Bills last year. Let's make it outdoors. Let's have Kansas City be a late season test for the Lions. If you win, you go into the playoffs in bold. And if you lose, kind of a mulligan. You can make it up, pick yourself up, get to the playoffs with an edge.
Okay. Big game for both sides.
Yep. Season finale. Who will the Lions close the regular season with?
I think this one's easy. I know last year it was Minnesota. This year, I think it's Green Bay. I don't think Chicago, I don't think the NFL is counting on them to be a last to first in the division, worst to first. But I think Green Bay is going to be the team to beat next to the Detroit Lions, and it could come down to Green Bay or the Lions in that game. Winner of that game wins the division. I don't see Minnesota with a rookie quarterback being in that position. So give me Green Bay.
I think Green Bay is the biggest threat in the North. They tend to put those teams toe to toe the final week of the season. I think it will be a game against the Green Bay Packers. Tom, I know you're into this stuff. You geek out. You do mock schedules and everything. Did we have anything that you were interested in there?
I like the Bengals Christmas Day thing, but I think that's going to actually be the game before Thanksgiving because it's close travel. Okay. They have routinely done that for the Lions. Like last year, it was the Colts game.
Yeah.
So the Lions don't have a long trip home on a short week.
Well, they don't really have, other than the KC and the Rams, there's really not a long road trip.
Right. That's super close, though. Yeah. You know, kind of like Indy was last year. Because Cincy's the closest game this year, right?
Yeah.
Is it a little bit closer than Chicago?
Cleveland?
Oh, Cleveland's here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I like the Vikings, actually, I think, this year on Thanksgiving.
Okay.
JJ's coming home party.
Oh. I don't like
that game
division.
Will be at 1 p.m.
Do you like division games on Thanksgiving Day?
You just had to throw that in there. It should be at 12:30, but yeah, we're going to delay it a half an hour so that everybody has the same window, even though it's a different day. And it is tradition.
Because at like 1 o'clock, it is scheduled time.
12:30.
Half hour. Woo!
We actually
throws
have,
off everything.
It does, because we actually have a tradition. It's 12:30 game, and then by the time that one's over, 3:30, that's when dinner happens.
4 o'clock dinner, no
set
good.
Set schedule.
The fact that we got an Eagles-Cowboys matchup opening night tells me that Fox will get a pretty prime game in the NFC to start opening weekend. Or
early.
Yeah. So I think in Lions-Rams, maybe America's game of the week.
I'm so it's so played out, this Lions-Rams deal. I know they're going to make it a big deal again, but you can't simulate what that playoff win was or a Sunday night opener. It's just another game at this point.
I think there's just more compelling if you're looking at, you know, Lions-Philly, Lions. Any division opponent, Lions, Kansas City,
Baltimore.
It just seems to be there's so many Washington better matchup than Lions Rams.
Lions gonna have a bunch of prime time or 4 o'clock solo games. America's game of the week. They're gonna be a hot commodity given how good they are and given how tough the schedule is in the marquee opponents. 248-539-9797. Who do you want the Lions to open the season with? We'll talk Tiger baseball a little later in the hour. It's 97.1. All right, guys, listen up. If you don't like going to the dentist, it doesn't have to be a stressful experience. Not with Brightside Dental. There's no judgment. If it's been a while since you've gotten your teeth cleaned or you think you have a couple cavities and you're just anxious, don't worry about it. Brightside Dental is not going to judge you. They're not going to lecture you about your flossing habits. They want to get you in, get you back in that routine, and take care of you. And sometimes life just got in the way. You moved dentist, you start a new job, you've just been busy, and you rescheduled one of those 6 months appointments and never really put it back on the calendar. They're accepting new patients at Brightside Dental, $35 new patient special that covers exams and x-rays. And with 9 Metro Detroit locations, there's one right around the corner from you. So let's get back in the routine. 1-800-PAINLESS, brightsidedental.com. That's Brightside Dental. No judgment, just care.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests,
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Fly ball, left field, deep, trouble, and gone. Jonah Heim with his fifth of the year. Texas Rangers have hit 8 home runs the last 2 days. 6-0 lead here in the eighth.
And yeah, their bats woke up. Took 2 or 3 against the Tigers.
That was not a home run friendly park. Not sure if you're aware of that.
No. Hey, 9:35, we're going to get into some concerns you may have from the weekend. They lost 2 games. It's not a panic. We have some concerns. You can assess how valid they are. Also going to talk about Tarik Skubal because he was a bright spot over the weekend. He continues to shine for this team. Friday night, he flirted with a perfect game. And whenever he pitches well, the backdrop is, how long is he going to be here? And I hate that that keeps coming up, so I have a solution, and we can hopefully put that to bed coming up later this hour.
Mm-hmm.
John, the homestand continues tonight. Alex Bregman will be in the building.
Good for him.
That's your reaction?
Yeah, I don't care. I mean, he's not playing for the Tigers. I know that.
Very publicly not playing for the Tigers,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, I know the whole drama and the whole soap opera that played out over the offseason, and he ultimately chose the Boston Red Sox instead of the first-place Detroit Tigers.
Detroit, if you could help answer this question. Are we booing Bregman tonight? Do we have anger and resentment, or because the team's good, it's kind of old news and he's going to get a couple quiet boos, but not much anger, frustration?
No, I don't think so. We don't need to give it any more attention than it already was given in the offseason. He chose Boston, so now Detroit, like AJ said, if you don't pick us, then we'll just beat you.
And they did last year in the playoffs.
Make good on it.
Let us know. 248-539-9797, whether there are some lingering feelings. Because we wanted him. I think you're kidding yourself if you didn't want him. And I think looking at our third base spot, you still want him. And
sure.
John, I actually think there's still a chance he's the Tigers' third baseman in 2026. He's got an opt-out after this season. He's going to get overpaid this year. And I think in the total, it'll help him. If he opts out and then takes a Tiger deal, he'll end up getting what he wanted anyway.
And don't misconstrue this in thinking, if we boo him, then he's not going to want to come here next year. I don't care about that at all.
I think he should respect the boos. He should look at it as a passionate fan base. If we boo him, I don't think it looks poorly on us.
No, I don't think so. I just don't think it's necessary. And if people want to boo him, then go ahead. Boo your hearts out. I just don't think that it's necessary. Just go out there and win.
Because you feel like you offered the best deal. I mean, it was the most years and the most guaranteed money. It's his choice to bet on himself and
Opt-out he wanted.
But he's going to have to earn it in steps here. Even if he finishes his entire deal with the Red Sox, he'll still have to go out and get more money on the open market again. So he's going to bet on himself and gamble, and he may need to do this over a couple contracts.
And he's having a hell of a year.
He made it harder on himself, but yeah, he's delivering on it.
Would the Tigers be better with him? There's no question they would be better with him. But the Tigers have found a way to put a Band-Aid on that for now, and it has worked very well for him.
Great crowds over the weekend, over 100,000. If you're going to be at the ballpark the next couple days, are you booing Bregman? What do you anticipate from fellow Tiger fans? 248-539-9797. Let's get to Heather with the news.
So the jockey who rode Sovereignty to victory at the Kentucky Derby has been fined and suspended for excessive whipping.
Really?
Yeah. So Junior Alvarado was found to have struck the horse more than the permitted amount. Actually, 8 times during the Derby. I guess permitted is 6.
Right.
So he violated the rules. He was fined $62,000, and then he's been suspended for 2 Kentucky racing days, May 29th and 30th, as a result of the violation. And he's got 30 days to pay up.
I mean, doesn't it seem like it's worth it, though? I mean, if you win the Derby, you get way more fame and money than...
I didn't even know this was a thing.
I didn't even know it was a thing either.
Yeah.
I don't follow the Derby or horse racing in general, so I had no idea either, but if there's rules, there's rules.
Oh, sure. I get the rules.
But if you're in the thick of it, you're in the race, and you go, hey, if I want to... I'm going to push the horse, and I'll deal with the consequences later. I'm sure the rule exists for a reason. You don't want...
I wonder why they pick 6.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, is it a certain number of strides? And
I have no idea.
You know, I don't know.
But he broke them. Packers offensive lineman Elton Jenkins was involved in some sort of dispute at a strip club in Atlanta recently, and it required a police presence. So it sounds like he and his friends, they went to this strip club, King of Diamonds. They paid to get in, right? Thought this was going to be a great old time. Got in and were like, wait a minute, this isn't the vibe that we thought it would be. It's a little too quiet. It's not what we were hoping for. So he requested his money back. Said, I want a refund.
Oh.
It's not up to par. And apparently that request and some, maybe how he asked it, got into an altercation with employees. Police were called. They had to break things up. But fortunately, everyone kind of...
Cooler heads prevailed.
He got his money back and nobody was arrested and nobody was issued any citations or anything and everyone went on their merry way.
I got nothing.
No, apparently it happened.
I don't think you're allowed to do that though. Get a refund if you don't like how the strip club experience goes for you.
Maybe his food was touching.
Oh, God.
I mean, you could do that anywhere then.
Right.
This wasn't up to what I thought it was going to be. I need my money back. So this concert sucked. It didn't create the vibe I wanted. Can I have my money back?
I went to the Tigers Mother's Day game and they lost. Can I get my money back?
It didn't like live up to the hype that it was supposed to be. I'd like my money back. I don't think you can.
You shouldn't be able to.
No, you shouldn't. But Burger King is being sued by several customers for allegedly misleading the public about the size of its Whopper in particular, but also some other menu items. So here's the deal. So 19 customers in 13 states have put together this lawsuit that says the restaurant basically lied about what it's selling, that it is like increasing the size of the Whopper by 35% in advertisements, that it's... They show this grand picture, right? But then when I come in person, it's not what the picture looks like.
Normally you see that little script at the bottom. It says not actual size.
Yeah. You know, Burger King did try to dismiss the lawsuit, kind of saying that like, hey, they failed to read the actual description of the Whopper, right? Of what it actually is. But a federal judge said, nope, I'm denying this motion. So it sounds like it is
moving forward.
It's moving forward. Burger King did release a statement saying that the allegations are false. Of course, they said, quote, the flame grilled beef patties portrayed in our advertising are the same patties used in the millions of burgers we serve to guests across the country. So
the Whopper wasn't whopping.
Yeah, apparently not.
Womp, womp, womp.
My wife is also suing me, saying my Whopper wasn't as big as it was in the picture.
You shot her the 0.5?
No. Let's move on, please. If you like getting a good night's sleep, this is no shocker here. You shouldn't be working out in the evenings. I mean, I think that if you, like, have you ever done like an intense workout in the evenings and then tried to go to bed shortly after that? Like your body, you're still all amped up, right? Like it's not easy just to go right to bed. So
I can fall asleep within 5 minutes.
There is a new study that found that exercising within about 4 hours of bedtime makes it harder to fall asleep and reduces how long you spend sleeping by as much as 43 minutes.
Maybe that's why I hated night games.
Maybe so. So researchers say the effects were most pronounced when workouts were actually longer and more intense. But anyway, they say we're not trying to discourage people from working out. work out. Working out is better than not working out. But they do say there is some ways to minimize the effects. You can do some like meditation, some gentle yoga, relaxation techniques to kind of calm down your revved up body after you've worked out at night.
Makes sense.
Yeah. I'll try to get to both of these. Bill Belichick's girlfriend, we've been talking a lot about her lately, Jordan Hudson. She competed in the Miss Maine USA pageant over the weekend on Saturday. And of course, he was there. I don't know if he was in the front row, but he was in the audience rooting on her, his girl. And she did not win, which I think she was hoping to. Oh, of course, you compete
you
to
compete,
win,
you
right?
Win,
you want to win. She didn't win. She won third place. And before she was given her third place award, she said, quote, "I hope those watching this find the strength to put push through whatever it is and embody that hate never wins." So I don't know what she was touching at there, but
well,
that was her statement.
Did you see the story over the weekend that it's UNC reportedly banned
her?
Yes,
she's banned.
But then they said, no, she's not.
Oh, they took it back?
Well, I don't,
no,
I don't know.
They never put it out.
Oh, then where did it come from?
The internet.
So somebody...
You believe everything you read on the internet?
Of course not. Yeah. Of course not. Well, anyway, so maybe it's... touching on that, who knows? She also received the Style Award, so good for her. Finally.
You sound so disgusted.
Well, did you
good
see
for her?
No, I mean, her image, did you see like a part of that pageant competition?
Yes.
There's a fan vote in the early stages, and
she didn't get many.
No.
She got 146, I want to say. I can't remember the actual number. It was 140 something. Well, people just, you can. Unlimited.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I think you have to pay a buck every time you vote, which is pretty standard, but you could go and vote 150 times. You'd have to pay $150, but you can vote over and over and over. And yeah, the fan vote.
They did not like her.
Didn't go over well for her. No. Finally, I'll save this for tomorrow. It's about the number of sexual partners you've had. Apparently, there's a correct number.
Oh,
there's a correct number.
An ideal number.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to save it for tomorrow. I'm over time.
Oh, yeah,
I don't have enough time.
We'll talk about body counts on tomorrow's show. Body counts. It's 97.1.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Talking about the Tigers weekend, we want your participation. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Host of topics. One, you got the Red Sox in town starting tonight. Are we booing Bregman? Are we ignoring Bregman? Bregman. Maybe he's not even on your mind anymore, although he's having a great year and the Tigers' third baseman is batting 100 with zero extra base hits.
So it'd be an upgrade?
Slight upgrade. The other stuff is more of a, hey, what just happened? They lost 2 of 3 to the Rangers. Rangers, I think, are a sneaky good team that hadn't played well, and you got to see what they're capable of this weekend. There's no panic in losing 2 of 3. It's their first home series loss of the year. But I do think there is a concern emerging. This Jack Flaherty thing is now 3 rough starts in a row. The fastball velocity is down. It's hittable, and teams are teeing off. Mize, who had pitched like the team's number 2, has a hammy injury. He's gone on the injured list. Hammies can linger. They say it's minor, but it's 15 days. Throw in that Job is going through an understandably up and down rookie season. His ERA is almost 5. Suddenly, a strength of this team is a question mark. And we know they can handle it in the short term. They proved it. But I do think it's a concern how valid you guys can tell us. That's part of the conversation today. And the other thing is Tarek Skubal. Tarek Skubal threw another dazzling start on Friday night. Mm-hmm. He's in the midst of one of those stretches. And we remember what those stretches were like because Justin Verlander used to have those stretches. Any night he could throw a no-hitter. And he had a perfect game through 5 or into the 5th. Skubal's last 6 starts, he's given up 1 walk and struck out 50 batters. 50-1 strikeout to walk.
What did I see his, I may have this number wrong, but his swing and miss on Friday was 32?
It was like one of every 3 pitches.
Yeah, I think up until that point, I think he had just thrown the 22nd one and Dan Dickerson had said, or whoever was watching on TV, I don't remember if it was Dan or not, but it was, maybe it was Benetti.
It probably would have been Benetti.
23. So he obviously blew past that. He is as dominant a pitcher as we've ever seen. Now, I'm not going to sit there and say he's better than Verlander. That would be lunacy right now because of the length of JV's career and what he was able to do. But
peak
in stretches, yeah, he's as dominant as we've ever seen.
Whenever he pitches well, you have people who get very excited and you want to put him in the MVP conversation, and we can do that. There's also people that get a little panicky because he's not signed long-term. And what does this mean? Is he going to walk? To me, I have a super simple solution to this.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, it's not a conversation until the season ends. You're in contention. You're not trading him at the deadline. You have multiple years of team control. We are not talking about trading Tarek Skubal. If he rounds out this year healthy, and he continues to pitch as dominant as any Tigers pitcher in my life. Last year, his ERA and WHIP were identical to Verlander's MVP season, and he's better this year. If he pitches as dominant as any pitcher in my life, back-to-back seasons, Cy Young Award winner, back-to-back seasons, I'm handing him the modern-day Gerrit Cole deal. Term and dollar. $50 million per, 8 years, 9 years, I'm offering it. Period. There's no salary cap. My owner's worth billions. We're not paying anybody else long-term. Javi's not going to be here, right? That's the most expensive deal on the books. I'm offering him the Gerrit Cole deal. If Boris and Skubal say, no, we want LA, New York, both the Yankees and the Mets in on the bidding, and we're going to take it to true free agency, I'm trading him at the winter meetings. I'll have done everything I can. That's the solution.
So the trade discussion happens after the season.
Winter meetings.
Contract discussions could be going on now. Doesn't have to involve Tarek Skubal until...
I think they let the season play out, John. He's got to be healthy. He's got to deliver. And then I'm offering him the Gerrit Cole deal. There's no drama here. It shouldn't be dramatic. We're going to give you the deal that you could only dream of. And if you turn us down, we'll trade you.
Whether that deal happens today or in December, I don't have an issue with it. But like you, there's no discussion about the trade deadline. Tarek Skubal is here for this year. And the Tigers right now hold all the cards because they can offer that contract, and then it's up to Boris and Skubal to either accept or counteroffer and see where their mind's at. And if they say no go on 9 years, $450 million, then certainly you in the offseason, you entertain all trades.
Mm-hmm.
And what can we get for Tarek Skubal? Who wants the best pitcher in Major League Baseball?
But that's a last resort. I want to be very clear
about
that.
Sure, there's no question that's a last resort. But it's I'm only taking umbrage with the one thing that you said is this happens in the offseason. The contract can happen now. I'm fine, even though he has not yet to win his second Cy Young. I've seen enough. And whether you're risking injury this year, next year, down the road, injuries are always going to be a part of the game. What we believe is that he is today's best pitcher in Major League Baseball.
Yes.
He happens to be on your roster, and you have 2 years, this and next, of team control. So you offer the contract, and it could be now, could be in the offseason, that's fine. If he's not signed long-term going into next season, then yeah, you have to maximize the value. You don't want to get into a bidding war and then come away with nothing after next year.
Right, and there was the reports going into last year's winter meetings that the offer to Skubal was not competitive. I don't want that to be the rumor at the end of this season. I want it to be...
That was from Boris.
We assume Boris's camp. Yeah, yeah. But then if you're the Tigers, you leak the deal at the winter meetings. We offered him $50 million a year on an 8 to 9 year deal.
Same thing they did with Bregman. Obviously, dollars are different, but yeah, the details do come out.
And if he's unwilling to sign, then he's the bad guy, not you. You're trying to do everything you can to deliver for the fans and keep one of the great players in today's game. And if he doesn't want to do it, he doesn't want to do it, but you're right. Now, you have a track record of saying, we've offered the best deal to Bregman. We offered a hell of a deal for Tarek Skubal. It's not us, it's them. But again, we're in the midst of... I just want to enjoy when he pitches on every fifth day or like a Friday night when you're at the ballpark.
That's the conversation.
So I'd like to put it... I know it was a talking point on this station and on social media all weekend about Skubal, what's going to happen, what's going to happen. You're going to pay him a lot of money. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah. I don't have any issue with discussion of how much money term. I mean, he's young enough right now because he's obviously still under team control. He's had his arm of it. Doesn't mean he's not going to have another one. No, he could. And you're stuck with the salary and the term and all that stuff. That's the cost of doing business.
Yeah. I mean, comes with risk.
So the risk is obviously he's hurt and never pitches that same way again. And you're out that money.
But the alternative is you risk being an organization that doesn't want to compete.
Right. And so his risk is, you know, they're offering nine at 450. And this we're making
we're
up numbers right now. We don't
out.
Know
yeah,
if this
yeah.
is as
I'm just taking
ever been
the cold
a part of the
deal and putting it in today's dollars.
Is he gets into next year and he's still pitching under, you know, an arbitration contract, and then he never gains that money, never gets that money because he, you know, theoretically could have an arm event next year or doesn't pitch the same way next year. Another year down the road. I think he's going to be very good for quite some time. And there is great enjoyment in fiery Tarek Skubal.
I love it.
Especially when it happens at home. I know the crowd feeds into it. I know they feel it. It's something special. It's unique. We're all getting a chance to see something really good right now. We want more of it.
So do you guys agree with my plan as to how we handle Tarek Skubal, the Costa plan? You play the year out, you offer him a Garrett Cole deal in today's dollars, and if he says no, you trade him. But there's really no ambiguity. He's special. He's dominant. He's as dominant a pitcher as we've seen in a long time. Again, his numbers are nearly identical to Verlander's MVP season. Last year, he had a 2.39 ERA. Verlander's was 2.40. Their whip was in 0.92. I mean, they had the same season. Skubal had more strikeouts per nine. Verlander pitched more innings. Some of that is just today's baseball. But this is as dominant as peak Justin Verlander. And he's gone up a notch this season. So
yeah,
I don't think we should be fighting it.
He could be having an MVP caliber season.
Yes.
But not win it because Aaron Judge wins the Triple Crown. Like, I mean, there's a lot of baseball to be played. Who knows if Aaron Judge does that? If he doesn't do that, then I think the next winner should be Tarek Skubal. Now, we're very early in the season, but he is pitching at that level.
So the Skubal conversation and then the concerns we threw out. We'll take some phone calls, ticket text next. It's 97.1.
Hey, do you avoid being in pictures maybe this weekend? Weather was nice. Maybe you're celebrating Mother's Day and you just you scoot to the back because you know you're not going to like the way you look in pictures. You don't have to avoid pictures anymore. You could be down 40 pounds in just 40 days. Imagine what that would look like. Imagine what it would feel like. That's right. You could lose 40 pounds, up to 40 pounds in 40 days with Ideal You. And I know the program really works because I lost 50 in those 40 days with Ideal You. If you book today, Ideal You is going to give you a free body composition analysis. It's $150 value, absolutely free. And they're going to take all of those details, work with you, pair you with a weight loss coach, and they're going to construct a plan that will make you successful in your weight loss journey. Book your free consultation right now at idealyou.us. Ideal You is different than other weight loss companies because it works and it works fast. Lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days and be happy taking those pictures again. Heck, be happy getting into your entire wardrobe again. Maybe you got to buy a new one. Book your free consultation right now at idealyou.us to get your body composition analysis. It's $150 value, absolutely free.
Let's get to the phones. We've thrown out a lot of Tigers stuff. Are we booing Bregman tonight? Are we ignoring Bregman tonight? Do you have any concerns with the starting pitching staff with Flaherty's performance and Mize's injury and K carrying a rookie. Job's going through those bumps and bruises. We threw out the Scooble plan. I said, give him the Garrett Cole deal at the end of the season. If not, you trade him if he doesn't accept. Adam in Gibraltar, floor's yours.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, yeah, I mean, first off, yeah, they, in that series against the Rangers, they were tired. And during these stretch of games and those three time zones, they looked very, very tired in my eyes. But to your point about Scooble, I agree with you, Costa. You let him play out this year. Try to pan that check and then see what he says. If not, but you have to, you trade him. You got to make sure you get the right pieces for him. You don't want to make this like another Scherzer kind of type deal that they did back in 2014, I believe.
That was the last year he pitched here, yeah.
Right, yeah. You don't want to make that another Scherzer deal. You want to make sure you get at least pieces back for him, which they're going to get an overhaul of pieces. I think Harris has done a tremendous job as the GM in terms of not blocking young players and things like that.
Yes.
But he needs to make sure he gets the right pieces and all that. But, yeah, I mean, that's my main points for this. Just got to make sure everything falls into plan.
Yeah, so just to reset for people, Scherzer's last season was 2014.
Mm-hmm.
He was top five in Cy Young voting, and then he walked. They didn't trade him. He walked. He was a free agent at the end of that season.
And I think when people talk about the return, it's what they got for Verlander that at the time seemed like, maybe some of these pieces will work out. None of them ended up working out.
Jake Rogers, I guess, was the best thing they got for him.
Yeah, you got Jake Rogers for those two pitchers.
Can't happen again.
With two different GMs doing the moves, by the way.
Yeah.
I actually think the day Scherzer, that was the day that Dombrowski was probably done as the GM when that came out. Because I always read that as it was not the Tigers' style to put a contract offer out there under Dombrowski. They always did things quietly and methodically. And they probably want to put that out there to show, look, we offer them the same as JV.
Problem is the market just keeps going up. Like a ticket texter says, no pitcher is worth $50 million. Scooble's only going to make about 31 starts. No pitcher was worth $40 million until someone got 40, and no pitcher was worth 30 until someone got 30. Like, this is what happens. You know what I'm saying? Like, if Scooble's not worth 50, someone will be someday.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to go, and maybe it's not 50. Maybe it's 47, 48.
Right. With an extra year and the trade-off. I mean, there's ways to negotiate this out. My point is the Tigers need to step up with a big boy offer at the end of the year. If Scooble's throwing, if he goes back-to-back MVP caliber seasons like the way Verlander was, you keep that guy. Otherwise, what kind of organization are you running?
Well, you keep it and you pay him, but if he's not going to be reasonable,
well, then you do what the Scherzer.
You got to make sure that you get something for the value that you have.
Exactly.
I mean, the argument this weekend, some of the guys on the air were, he only's going to throw 13% of their innings this year. And so when you look at it that way, how can you pay somebody $50 million a year, arguably, when they're only contributing to 13% of your season? I mean,
yeah, but it's,
as a pitcher, a pitcher would be more like 20%, but that's not where the game's at right now.
Well, again, you can cut the numbers however you want. The Tigers are going to be in this position where, because they have a lot of their homegrown guys on cheap deals, pre-arb deals and arbitration deals, they're going to have a lower salary. They can justify a couple, quote, overpays. And if there was ever a pitcher to justify an overpay for, I mean, this side of Justin Verlander, it's Tarek Scooble.
You only have one more year, Javi, after if Scooble were to be extended, right? Javi's still got the two and a half.
Two. So they'd have one overlap year, which is not enough to scare you away. Yeah, I mean, come on.
I mean, the argument against it is to do this for a pitcher that's had an arm event.
Yeah.
But look, if he pans out, you have an anchor.
He was their anchor when they had a one-man rotation at the end of last season.
Right.
And we're starting to get a little bit of that vibe right now where, hey, Flaherty's struggling and Mize is hurt and Job's a rookie and he's not going to throw a ton of innings. Who's your anchor? It's Tarek Scooble. You're in first place, led by your anchor, Tarek Scooble.
And of those starts, how many of those are wins? Like, you start putting together the amount of the percentages that he is out there and the percentages of those that turn into wins or should be wins, that they're leading when he leaves the mound. Obviously, every once in a while you're going to have a bullpen blow something up.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.